Back to wrap it up now with Todd Sandin after a win tonight over the La Crosse Freeze, a 5-2 victory there. Tyler Bump had 3 of the 5 goals tonight. 4 of the team's goals came in the opening 14 minutes of the game. Todd, I know you had kind of in mind what you wanted the game to look like tonight, what you wanted to see from the guys. Did you get what you wanted to see from the guys tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think we did. We had a great start to the game. Looking at, you know, we talked about Brady Myers early in the pregame show, and I thought he was pretty good tonight. He seemed focused and settled in. You know, only giving up 2 goals on, I think they had roughly around 25 shots or so. So happy with his performance tonight. And again, we had a great start. You know, we chatted a little bit off the air about, you know, a little bit of the dynamics in the locker room after the first. We were kind of joking around and having a little bit of fun there. So that might have been where we weren't as focused coming into the second. But, like, I thought our guys gave us a great effort all weekend long. Tyler Bump, obviously, with the hat trick, was pretty good today, too.
Tyler had 3 goals in this one, and we talked a little bit about that with him during the second intermission yesterday, and I'll ask you for a coach's perspective on it. He got settled in right away when he got here in mid-January and got off to a great start. He's been playing well ever since, has had points in 14 of the 16 games he's played. What helped him, from your standpoint, to get settled in so quickly and to make the impact he's had?
I think the biggest thing there is just the comfort level with the program. Obviously, his older brother, Connor, played here. He spent some time down here watching Connor play. And, you know, knowing kind of how we do things coming in here, I mean, it's a team we kind of build around the offense here. So that's the kind of player he is. So we're not surprised that he's doing what he's doing, that's for sure.
Everybody has certain roles that they need to play. Everybody has certain things that their teammates, their coaches need from them, especially as we go into the playoffs. And again, we asked him about it last night during the intermission, but I'll ask you now for the coach's perspective. What do you need from him going forward here into the postseason now?
I think the biggest thing is we need some offensive production, and we need him to be a plus player. So looking at the end of the night that, you know, he's scoring points 5-on-5, and obviously we hope he chips in on the power play, but being a plus player and getting on that score sheet for us is going to help us win games.
What did you think of the special teams this weekend here all the way around? The power play had a little bit of a tough time getting some traction this weekend. But on the other hand, the penalty kill killed off just about everything it saw on both sides.
You know, it's frustrating for the kids that are running the power play units right now, and it's frustrating for us as a coaching staff because we spend a lot of time on it. We dedicate a lot of time in practice to the power play. And quite honestly, we don't really spend a ton of time on the PK. We just feel we have a good system in there and great kids to run it. So we're not surprised with the numbers there. But the power play has been a source of frustration for our kids and our staff lately.
We've talked so much about getting to the end of the regular season, looking forward to the playoffs, playing the playoffs. Who are we going to play in the playoffs? Is it kind of an exhale moment for you now that we're finally at the end of the regular season and we can start looking ahead directly into the playoffs now?
I think it is in a sense. Like, we've known for quite a while who we were going to play and that we are qualified as the number one seed for the Central Division. I think for some of our players it's probably an exhale in the fact that everything else is behind them. It's a fresh slate. Everybody has a chance to be really good. The numbers are, you know, it's a new season as far as numbers go too for production. And we're looking for several of our kids to elevate their game, and there's always some kids out there that this is their time of the year and you maybe didn't see it in the regular season, and they're just great playoff performers.
We'll catch you on Friday. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Austin.